Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
I'm calling because I just happened to look at my online on my bank account and I saw that you had charged something. I wanted to know what that was.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Bear with me, okay? Let me get my
okay
thing back up so I can assist you.
Maybe it had something to do with CVS. I got an email from them saying I had won something and I picked a vacuum, some kind of a vacuum cleaner. But then it said there was, did you want to join their club? It was free and then they charge you so much a year. And I didn't answer that. So I figured I wasn't even going to get the item because they probably wanted you to sign up. But either way, I shouldn't have been charged because it said it was free for a month.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
07502.
And your first and last name?
Philomena Moore. It's spelled M-O-H-R.
Okay, ma'am. And can you verify your address for me?
51 Lexington Avenue, Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay, ma'am. I do see where you were charged. And it looks like you signed up for a contest entry. You signed up to enter in a contest?
What?
A contest?
No. No. The only thing I just did, I got an email from CVS saying that I had won. They gave me a list of things, and I picked this vacuum. And then it was supposed to be free. And then it said you could sign up for, I don't know, I think it was a wellness club or something. But I didn't sign up for it. They said free for a month, and then they charge you. But it wasn't a contest. I mean, I don't know what this is, but whatever it is, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly subscription to our meal plan app, which helps you lose or gain weight depending on your preference. And also
yeah,
has healthy
something like that. But I don't want it because I know I'll never use that.
Yes, ma'am.
And
also,
that's why when I saw that was part of, I figured I wouldn't even get the vacuum then because I figured that was an enticement to make you sign up.
Yes,
but either way, it was supposed to be free for a month, a free trial, so I shouldn't have gotten charged.
Yes, ma'am. It also has recipes on there to help you achieve your goals. Now, what I can do for you is make it $20 a month instead of...
No. I don't want it at all because I'll never use it. And I definitely didn't sign up for it because I didn't put check that I wanted it.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled out so that you would no longer be charged.
Okay, you'll take that charge off?
Unfortunately, ma'am, I can't because the charge is valid.
Yes, but I don't want it. I never ordered it. I'm just going to call the bank and have them stop the check anyway. I mean, I do not want it, and that was false advertising because, first of all, I said a free trial. But I didn't even put down, you could check off if you wanted it. I didn't even put down that I wanted it because I knew I would never use it and didn't want it. And so I figured, well, I probably won't get that vacuum anyway because that was just to get you to sign up. So I do not want it, and I'm not going to pay that. That's false advertising.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Unfortunately, I will not be able to refund it because it is a valid charge.
But it said it was free for a month anyway.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. But in the terms and conditions which you agreed upon, it does state that you would be signing up for
it. I didn't see that anywhere. I didn't. There were no terms and conditions to read. I had no idea I was getting charged that until I happened to look at, I looked up my account. And I do not want it, and that is false advertising. I do not want that paid. I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you say it's free for a month, I thought to myself, well, but I didn't want to go through the trouble of then having to cancel. So that's why I didn't accept it. I don't want it, and I was charged. That was illegal. Because it specifically said in the message it was free trial for a month.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but it is a
So then why did you charge me with free trial for a month?
Because it does state in the terms and conditions that you will be charged that set amount.
I didn't see that. There were no conditions to read.
You have to agree to it before even proceeding to check out and put your address in.
I didn't check out. I did put in the card, but I didn't see that to do. I do not want. I want to cancel. You mean I can't return something? I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. I can cancel out the account for you.
Cancel it out. I don't want to be charged.
You will no longer be charged further.
You won't charge it?
Oh, no. That charge has already been charged. I can't refund that charge, but you will no longer
Why
further
can't
be charged.
you? I don't want it. I don't want it, and I just did it. It was less than an hour ago.
Yes, ma'am, I understand it, but it is a valid charge. I can't refund the valid charge.
How can that be a valid charge?
Because it was agreed upon before even purchasing it?
I didn't agree on that. It said a 1 month free trial. That's what I saw. And I know a lot of things are like that. Then they start charging you unless you call and cancel.
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel out the account for you.
All right, cancel it out. I don't want to be charged. I'm going to call the bank and have them stop it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, I am. Hold on a minute.
C as in Charlie.
Mhm.
920.
920. 398.
309.
Yes, ma'am.
320-398-309.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.